How you doing today? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Lamed, Daf 30 of Masechet Bava Metzia. Friends. Today's Daf I think should be pretty easy, I think. I think I'll probably just go through it pretty quickly, I think. It's the second Daf I'm recording today. I got another one that I want to record. I think we can do it relatively quickly. Let's do it. Okay. While we're continuing in our Mishnah, I don't know about stuff. Okay. Shotcha litzorcha, litzorcha avalo, lichvodo vechule. Okay, fine. So, we said that if you find, I was thinking about maybe like a tapestry or something. So you could kind of put it out and if it's beneficial to it so that it doesn't get neglected, but not because you want your house to look all pretty. What if it's mutually beneficial? What if hanging it up on your wall will prevent it from neglect, but also make your wall look very, very nice? Toshma, come in here. Shotcha litzorka. Well, the Mishnah says that you can put it out for its benefit. Litzorka in for its benefit, yes. A litzorka, litzorka, lo. But not if it's mutually beneficial. No, only if it's exclusively beneficial to it. But ema seifa. But the Mishnah also says, aval lo lichvodo. But don't put it out only for your own honor, to make your house look beautiful and decorated. Lichvodo hu dilo. Yeah, you can't put it out only if it's exclusively beneficial to you. Halitzorko v'litzorko shapidomi. But if it's mutually beneficial, maybe that would be okay. Elameo leka l'mashbamino. We can't learn out anything definitive from trying to prove anything either way from our Mishneh. Toshma kominir. Lo yishtacheno. Lo al gabe mito v'lo al gabe mogid. Don't spread it out on a bed or on a peg. Litzorko for its needs. Wait, what? No, for his. What? Yeah, for your own needs. Aval yishtachen al gabe mito v'al gabe mogid litzorko. But you could put it on a bed or on a mogid, on a peg for its needs. Now, if guests come over, you're having a party, then don't put it out on a bed or on a peg, whether it's for your own honor, because you want to show your friends how cool you are and how cool your tapestry is, whether it's because it needs to be put up to prevent neglect. In that case, either way, it should not be put out if you're having friends come over. So therefore, it sounds like even in the event where it was necessary for it, to prevent neglect of the garment, still you should not be putting it out if your friends are over, because it'll make you look all cool and it will be mutually beneficial. And we're saying don't do it. So we see even in a mutually beneficial context, it would not be allowed. Shiny awesome, to which you say that is not a good proof. Don't bring it from when you're inviting all your friends over. Demikla kalila, the reason why over there it's not allowed is because it's going to get ruined. It's going to get, literally, it's going to get burned. It's going to get ruined. Imushim eina, either because people are going to see it and it's going to get, I don't know, some like coveting energy around it, coveting vibes and ayin hara kind of stuff. Imushim ganove, or because somebody might take it, you know. So therefore, when there are people over, you shouldn't be putting it out. But in general, in a mutually beneficial kind of manner, when things are just kind of chilled out at home and you just want to leave the tapestry up, and hey, it'll prevent neglect of the tapestry and it'll also make your wall look nice, why not? Maybe that's okay. Toshma, come in here. Hichniso l'rivko, ho-ho. If you have a baby cow, so the context over here is egla arufa, right? You find a dead body in the middle of nowhere between hither and yon, and you don't know who killed him, so the closest city, they take a calf and they kill it. And so now it says asher lo ubad ba, that it can never have done any work. So when we're talking about egla rufa, right, a calf that has never done any work, hechnisa l'rifka v'dasha kshera. So if the calf was brought into the with its mother And the mother was like maybe like threshing or something, and primarily the calf was brought in to nurse, to suckle, but it ended up memela threshing also while it was there, but that wasn't the intention. Kshera, it is still kosher for egla arufa. It is not considered like a calf that has already performed work. Okay, fine. Bishvil shatinok vitidosh, but if deliberately the calf was brought so that it can suckle and also thresh at the same time, pisula, then it's not allowed. And over here, the tzorko vilitzor kahu, well, in this case, where it's mutually beneficial, that it is beneficial to the calf because it's suckling, and it's beneficial to the owner because he's threshing too, and we're saying katani psula, and we're saying that the animal is not psula for it's psula for a egla arufa. So it sounds like a mutually beneficial is considered something of significance, and it should not be allowed when it comes to the tapestry. Shiny awesome. No, it's different by egla arufa because it's a unique pasuk. The pasuk says ashelo ubad ba mikomakum. It says that no work has been done by it, and that even includes work that was done while suckling. Yachi, if that's the case, afilu reishanami. But if that's the case, that the definition of work is so broad, well, then even in the reisha where the calf was brought in to suckle primarily, and it happens to be that it also threshed a little bit, but that was not the intention, and we're saying that the calf is still kosher for egla arufa, but shouldn't we say, what do you mean, asher lo ubad ba, any kind of avoda, it's right, and just even if it was unintentional, it did thresh. So halo damya ela, we said no, yeah, but that case would be acceptable for egla arufa because that's more similar lo d'tnan to that which we learned in a mishnah. Where's this mishnah? Sham, where in Pesachim? Shachan alea of kshera, that if a bird landed on this calf, it is still kshera. It's not considered like, well, it carried the bird. No, it's okay. Allah alea zocher psula, but if a male mounted this calf, well, then it's psula. My taima, how come there's this distinction? Kedra papa, like a papa, damar a papa, iksiv ubad vikarinon ubad. So if the pasuk was written ubad and it was read ubad, hava amino afilu memela, I would say that then it would mamish include all types of work, even if it happened automatically, like a bird landing on it, or like while it's suckling and it also threshes. Viksiv ovad vikarinon ovad, and if it was written ovad and we read it ovad, Hava Amina, I would say ad ovad ba iu, that iu he mamish needs to work the you would mamish need to kind of work the animal himself. Hashidichsiv ovad v'karinon ubad. Now that it's written ovad without a vav, but we read it ubad, any kind of work. So it's some kind of a middle position. But inon ubad dumi the ovad, we need work, right? Passive work similar to active work, I guess maybe you could say ma'ova denichale af uba denichale. Well, just like when the owner would make the animal work, it would be something that would bring benefit to the owner. So also ubad is something that would that. So even when it's passive, it would be something that brings benefit to the owner. And therefore, when it's just like suckling and also threshes a little bit, I guess it's not considered significant enough. But when it is when the intention is to suckle and to thresh, so then it would be considered work that would disqualify it from being an egla arufa. Well, Cheva, I'm recording this daf after recording the previous daf. My brain is like shtickle mushy after that whole thing with Tarfon and Bakiva. Wow, my brain is shtickle tired, but I really want to knock out this recording because if I do that, then the chances of me recording another daf today are pretty high. And that I'll have a few hours in between to rest my delicate brain. Okay, so we said that silver vessels and copper vessels, you can use them, but make sure not to wear them out. I was taught a motze clay eights. If you find wooden vessels, mishtamish boyen bishvil shelo yirkavu, so use them so that they don't get neglected, they don't get rotted. Klei nechoshes, copper vessels, mishtamish buen bechamin, you can use them with warm water, aval lo al yedeya or, but don't put them directly on the fire. Mipneshim mashrikan, because they will wear them out. Klei kesef, mishtamish buen bitzonin, silver vessels, you can use with cold stuff, aval lo bechamin, but not hot stuff, mipneshim mashrikan, because it'll make them black. Magrefos v'kardumos, shovels and axes. Mishtamish buen berach aval lo bekasha, you can use them with kind of soft things, but not hard things. Mipneshim afchisan, because they'll damage them. Hard things will damage them. Klei zov v'klei zchuches, gold and glass. Lo yuga boyin atchav Eliyahu, don't touch them until Elijah the prophet comes and tells you who they belong to. Kedeach shamu ba'aveda, just like they said this, whatever these halachas are, by a lost object. Kach amu bepikadin, they say the same thing by a deposit, by a custodian. Pikadin my avidte gabe. But by a custodian, why is it coming to this? Why are we having a scenario where like somebody is custodianing something, and he like needs to like make sure it doesn't get ruined? Why doesn't the person who he's custodianing for just come and take care of it himself? So Amrav Adar Bar Chama, Amrav Sheshes B'Pikadon Shochu Ba'aleinim Din Aseh, almost talking about a deposit where the owner of the deposit went traveling someplace and he can't come back to take care of it himself. Matzo Sak O Kupa V'Chodav Hashem Darko. So if he found a sack or a box, something that he wouldn't normally, pick up and take, so then, he doesn't need to pick up and take it and find its owner. We know this, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbis Vesalamta, this is important. Vesalamta, it says in the context of Ashava Saveda, and right, it says, don't see, what is it? Lo sire es shor achicho aseo nidochim vesalamta meim. Don't see the ox or the sheep of your fellow and hide from it, right? So it's saying don't hide from it, but it says, right, lo sire v'salamta mem, but like you could also take that out of context in a certain sense and say v'salamta mem, and you will hide from them, meaning there are contexts in which you're allowed to avoid the mitzvah of Ashavas Haveda. The Tanur Rabbanan v'salamta paim shata masalim ufaim she'ata masalim. Look, there are times when you can just turn a blind eye, like you don't see it. And there are other times when you can't do that. You have to do it. Okay, it's said, what are the scenarios where you could turn a blind eye? If the finder was a priest, but the lost object was in a cemetery. Obviously, a priest can't go into a cemetery. Or if he was an elder, and it was beneath him, it wasn't in line with his honor to go and pick up such an item. The work that he was engaged in at the time was more lucrative and more valuable than the lost object. So he doesn't need to stop doing his valuable work in order to pick up the lost object. Meaning if he's getting paid by the hour, let's say, and the hourly rate is just it's a lot more than the lost object. So forget about it. So l'chach ne'emar v'salamto me'em. That's why it says that you can in those there are scenarios where you could turn a blind eye. L'may itzrich kra. Why do I need this pasuk? Meaning ilem the koyin. If you say, well, we had learned about the koyin and it's in the beis hakvaris, v'ibe beis hakvaris. But pshita, I don't need the pasuk to tell me that he doesn't do ashavas aveda in that. There's no chiyav ashavas aveda in that context. It should be obvious. Hay esev, I lo saisev esev, that the mitzvahs of ashavas aveda hashiv tishivenu is a mitzvah essay, but by a koyin about not becoming tmeimes, it says lo yitama and kedoshim yu. There's a lo saisi in an essay velo osi essay v'dochi es lusaisi v'essay, and an essay of a shavas aveda won't be doche the lo saisi plus essay of not becoming tmeimes. So obviously he won't return the lost object in that context. I don't need v'salam tmeim. Also, we wouldn't push off an iser of right lo yitama, don't become tame, right? In the interest of a financial thing of hashavas aved. So ella l'shalom ruba mishal chaver. Okay, so maybe we need v'salamta to teach when his when the work he's doing is more lucrative than the lost object. But midir Rav Yehuda amarav nafka. But I already know that from Rav Yehuda amarav. The Rav Yehuda amarav efes ki. The pasuk says that there won't be any destitute people among you. Meaning, everybody, everybody has the right to make sure that they don't become destitute, right? Everybody has the right to kind of say, hey, I'm not to I'm like blanking, but to you know, make sure that they can support themselves, make a parnos, and have what they need. And if the work that they're doing is more lucrative than this lost object, so that takes priority, right? You're making sure that you can support yourself takes higher priority over returning this thing to somebody else. Rather, we need it for if a person was a zokin and it was beneath his honor to retrieve this lost object. So therefore it says, v'his alam to. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, ekisha chayva. But if you hit it, you know, like for example, if you see like an animal and you give it a little hit so that it could run back towards its owner, so then you have to finish the job and make sure that it, in fact, gets back to its owner. Abaya, but Yosef Kamid de Rabba. Abaya was sitting before Rabba, Chazal Hanach Izeh. He saw goats, the kaimu, that I guess saw some goats and he wanted to get them back to their owner. So Shakol Kala Vishad Abu, so he took a clump of earth and threw it at them to get them moving. Omrele, so Rabba says to Abaya, Ichayav, Ichayvas Behu, Kum Ajinu. Look, well, you started returning them. Get up and finish the job and make sure that they find their way back to their owners. What if you have an elder who, you know, in the city where there are people around and people see him, so he wouldn't return a lost object there. It wasn't dignified. But in the field where nobody's around, so if he found something, he would pick it up and he would return it. So what if you found something in the field? Does he have an obligation to pick it up? But then that means that once he picks it up in the field, where normally he would pick things up, but then he's going to go back to the city to try to find the owner, but normally in the city, he wouldn't pick things up. So if you normally would return, would retrieve and return something in the field, but he would not normally do the same thing in the city, then what happens? Do we say, well, look, you need a complete returning, and even though he's in the field right now, a place where he normally would pick something up, but he's going to have to ultimately make his way back to the city and announce it and stuff like that. So therefore, and at that point, it's not something that he would normally do. So therefore, it'd be potter because you know you need the whole package to be something that would be normal for him. Or perhaps besod miyas who the ichayev le. But or do we say, look, normally in the field he would pick up these things, so therefore he is chayv to pick it up. And once already he got the ball rolling in the field, he should then finish the job in the city. Teku, we say, ichveis nisht. Omarova says, Rava kol shebishalo machzir, mishal chavir nami machzir. If he would normally take care of something for himself, so then he would do it for his friend as well. If he would normally, you know, something that he would go after to get it back, so then he should return it to his friend as well. V'chol bishalo porig v'toin, something that he would make an effort to take off of his, to unload from his animal, or to load onto his animal, mishal chavir nami porig v'toin, so he should also help his friend unload or load onto his animal. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Hava Kozil Beorcha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was one time traveling. Pogabei Hahu Gavra, and he bumped into a certain fellow. Hava Dore Paske Pasco Deofi Osvinu Vika Mitbach. So if he bumped into a person who was schlepping wood, and at the time he was resting, he had put down the wood and he was resting. Omerle, and then this fellow asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Dlili, can you pick up this wood and load them onto me so that I can continue on my way? Omerle, Kama Shovin, and instead of helping this fellow, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, look, how much does the wood cost? Omerle, Palga de Zuza, he says it costs half a zuz. Yoivle, Palga de Zuza, ve'afkira. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi paid him and essentially purchased the wood. And instead of helping him, you know, lifting up the wood and putting it on him, which he didn't want to do, he just figured, you know what, instead of that, let me just buy the wood and it'll be mine. And then I don't have to lift it up for this person. And then he says, look, and I'm just mafkrit. So, he bought it and then he was mafkrit. Made it ownerless to anybody who wants it. Hadar Zochabu, and then he saw, well, if it was hefker, so then the guy who just sold it essentially, then went to reclaim it. How do you have they pal the zuz of Afgra? Okay, so Bishmael did it again. He bought it once again and made it Hefka once again. Chazidavaka boy lemedar lemizke behu. And then Bishmael Rabbi Yossi saw that this person was making a move to to claim it once again from Hefker. Amrle, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says to the fellow, look, I made it Hefker to everybody, except for you. Can you do that? Can you make it Hefker for everybody except for one person? But we learned in the Mishnah, Bishame Omim Hefker La'anim Hefker, that if you make something Hefker just for the poor people, Beseder, that's fine. Whereas Basil says, no, something's only considered Hefker if you make it Hefker for everybody. Just like Shemitah, right? The fields are Hefker to absolutely everybody. And therefore, so it sounds like you can't do this. You can't just make it Hefker to everybody except for this person.
No,
really, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi did make it Hefker to everybody, including for this person, you know, in reality. But he was just saying to the guy, because he didn't want him to pick it up and retrieve it, because then he's gonna have to keep on buying it back. So he just said that it was Hefker to everybody except for this guy. But the fact of the matter is, it technically was Hefker to everybody, including this guy. Now why is this even a question? Right? This whole thing, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, it sounded like he had an obligation to help this guy out, but he'd rather just pay and make it Hefker. He didn't actually have an obligation to help this guy out. He was a Zokin Vein Lefi Chvodo. He was Potter from helping him out in this case. So Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Lifnim Mishur Sadin Udavid. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was going beyond the letter of the law. You're right. Really, he didn't need to address this fellow. He could have just said, look, you know, I can't help you. But he didn't want to do that. But he also didn't really want to exert himself to help, you know, pick up this heavy stuff. You know, who knows? Condition his back was in Chvesnish. So instead, he went out of his way. He said, look, you know, I'll buy it from you. So at least, you know, at least he did something. The Tanya of Yosef says of Yosef, Ve'odat Eloyim, when the Pasuk says, Ve'odat Eloyim, Ze Beis Chayim, to teach them to, that means a way for them to make a living. Es HaDerech, the way is Ogmilas Chasadim, that is acts of kindness. Yelchu, Ze Bekecholim, Yelchu is visiting the sick. Ba, Zokvura, that is burial. Ve'es HaMaiseh, Ze Adin, actions are courts and law. Asher Yaisin, Zo Lefnim, Mishur Zedin, that's going beyond the letter of the law. Amar Mar, we said, Yelchu zeb biker cholim. The Yelchu is visiting the sick. Hanukim is chasodim. Isn't visiting the sick the same thing as acts of kindness? Isn't that included in acts of kindness? Lo nitzcha ela leven gilo. Well, it's talking about somebody who was born in the same constellation as him. To remind that we said ben gilo notol echa mishishim becholyo. That somebody who was born in this, if somebody's sick and then somebody from the same astrological constellation comes to visit him, so the visitor absorbs 1/60th of the disease. And even so, he still needs to do Bikur Cholim. Ba zokvura, ba is burial. Hainuk minas chasadim. Again, isn't that included in acts of kindness? It's talking about even in a case where he's a zokim ve'enu l'fi chvodo, still he should be involved in burying of the dead. Asher yaisun zo lefnim mishur asedin. This is going beyond the letter of the law. Damer b'yochanan lo charve yushalayim ela al shadanu ba dintere. That Jerusalem was destroyed because they judged cases, judgments of right in line with the Torah based on Torah law. Dine de Megizda Lidan, what does it mean that they judged based on the Torah law? What other law should they have judged with? Why would Jerusalem have been destroyed because they were judging based on the Torah law? Ela Ema Shemidu Dineim al Din Torah, Velo Avdu Lefnim Mishur Hasadin. It means that they were sticklers for the law. That they only went based on the law. They never went beyond the letter of the law, and that is why Jerusalem was destroyed, because people never exerted and went beyond the letter of the law. Very, very interesting. That was the Avlamed of Masechta Bava Metzia. I think we did it relatively quickly, and sheesh, yeah, my brain is mush. Peace.